said, Mansoor. We spoke with Mr. Usman before that. His Holiness, Hazrat Mirza Masroor Ahmed, is the fifth caliph, the worldwide head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He's also revealing the official plaque of the Voice of Islam radio channel, and we are joining him in a silent prayer right now. At the moment,
this is an absolutely brilliant experience for us all. Right now, the most beautiful man is standing just outside the studio, just outside the window here, and has just unveiled the plaque for the inauguration of the most beautiful station, the Voice of Islam Radio, and is standing and leading the believers and the people here in a silent prayer.
And Mansoor, I believe we have the honor of Mansoor coming into the studio and joining us for a few glimpses or a few moments. And maybe also delivering a short message for the listeners who are listening to us live at the moment.
We are graced here at the Voice of Islam Radio to have the worldwide Caliph, Hazrat Mirza Masroor Ahmed, may Allah strengthen his hand, to be blessing us at the inauguration of this prestigious radio station. And he is in fact just standing here, just outside the studio here with us right now.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Translation of the verses that have just been recited from the Holy Quran is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the gracious, the merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and Thee alone do we implore for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings, those who have not incurred Thy displeasure, and those who have not gone astray.
With the grace of Allah, today I am inaugurating the Voice of Islam radio station. The purpose of the Voice of Islam is to inform people of the true teachings of Islam and to make it abundantly clear that Islam's teachings perfectly conform and relate to the needs of every era and every person. God willing, the listeners of this radio station will come to recognize that Islam's teachings are of peace, love, and compassion for all mankind. We, Ahmadi Muslims, believe that the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, peace be upon him, was sent by Allah the Almighty in accordance with the prophecies of the founder of Islam, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we believe our founder to be the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, the guided one. And we further believe that he was sent to this world by God Almighty to draw the attention of mankind towards recognizing their Creator and towards fulfilling the rights of one another. Based upon the teachings of Islam, the promised Messiah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, once said, "Always remember that I consider the sphere of love and compassion to be extremely vast, and so do not isolate any individual or nation. Unlike the ignorant people of today, I do not say that you should limit your love to Muslims alone. Certainly not. Rather, I say that you must show love and compassion to all of God's creation, no matter who it is, whether he or she is a Hindu, a Muslim, or anyone else. I never like it when people try to limit their sympathy and love to only their own people. And so I admonish you again and again to never limit the scope of your compassion. Further, the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him, said, certainly, you can never acquire true righteousness until you spend out of that wealth which you cherish and value for the sake and welfare of humanity. You must fulfill the rights of the poor and the deprived, and you must love and help those who are vulnerable and stay away from all forms of wrong and waste. Therefore, it is the message of humanity that the voice of Islam will broadcast to its listeners each and every day. In a clear and detailed manner, this radio station will enlighten the world about the true teachings of Islam, and it will manifest the fact that Islam is a religion that teaches Muslims in all countries, in all areas, to join together the different groups in their societies in an effort to unite mankind in peace and to help their nations prosper and flourish. Certainly, Islam is that religion which, on the basis of its religious teachings and traditions, calls on Muslims to integrate in the very best possible way into their local societies. May Allah bless the Voice of Islam radio station in every respect and enable it to fulfill its objectives to spread the true and peaceful teachings of Islam and, most importantly, to make the people realize their duties towards their Creator, the one and omnipotent Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen.
You are listening to the Voice of Islam on DAB Radio. But DAB is just the latest development for the world of radio. The grand tradition of British radio broadcasting dates back as far as 1920. Back then, the radio sounded a little like the